Vocabulary with comments for Lesson 9, Second Declension, Nouns. Angelos, ha, means angel. That one's pretty easy, right? Angelos, sounds like angel. Now, please notice on all of these second declension nouns that they are either masculine or neuter. If they're masculine, they will use the masculine article, ha. If they are neuter, they will use the neuter article, ta. Also, notice that in every case, the genitive is u. So, angelos means angel. Angelou means of an angel. So you will know to use the second declension pattern to designate the case and number of these nouns. You'll know the gender by the article. And remember, nouns don't change gender. Angelos will forever be masculine. So angelos u ha means angel. Adelphos u ha means brother. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. So Adelphia, Adelphos. You can hear that Greek word in, well, philos means love, right, in Greek. So Philadelphia means brotherly love. It's really kind of cool when you start seeing these things. Anthropos, ha, means man. And that one's easy, right? Anthropology, anthropa, logi. Logos is like study. So anthropology means the study of man. Ergon, ta, means work. Ergonomics is the study of how to design a healthy workplace. Ergonomics. So you're looking at how to adjust your chair right and all that sort of thing. But it's all because of ergon, work, ergonomics. Euangelion, ta, means gospel. Quick quiz. What gender is euangelion? Ta. Neuter, right? Because ta tells you it's neuter. In Greek, you, just epsilon upsilon, means good, you. So you, angelos is an angel or messenger. So euangelion is the good message or the good news. Euangelion. We call it gospel. Theos, ha. Now, please don't say theos. Say theos. The accent is on the second syllable, and the epsilon is short. It's not theos, it's theos. Theos, ha, means God. And we know theology, right? And it's no wonder we say theos, because theology, that's how we say it in English, but in Greek, it's theos. Kosmos, ha, means world. Quick quiz, what gender? Masculine, right? Because it's ha. Ha is the masculine article. Kosmos, ha, means world. The cosmos, we call it the cosmos, right? The world, the universe. And the Greeks, of course, they didn't have the same idea of outer space that we do. So when they talked about the cosmos, they might mean the world as we know it. They might mean the world, the stars, the heavens, all that exist. It just, it was their word for like the cosmos, all that exists, the cosmos. Logos, ha, means word. And we know from John 1, in arche, ein ha logos. In the beginning was the word. Maybe you're using Logos Bible software, Word Bible software.